Kaya Biz with Kuguletho Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Well, the big question that will arise this Thursday afternoon on the 23rd of September, just after 3 o'clock, is whether or not the South African Reserve Bank's MPC will increase, decrease, or keep interest rates unchanged. Well, we're well aware that it's quite a short week and many might anticipate the news to come on a lot earlier, but we will get clarity in terms of some of the elements that will be taken into consideration by the South African Reserve Bank as they share their decision on the policy interest rate meeting due to be released later this week. To help us unpack what will likely be taken into consideration, we joined on the line by Sanisha Pakrisamy, economist at Momentum Investments. Sanisha, always good to speak to you and thank you so much for making time.
Good evening, Gugu. Nice to chat to you again.
Indeed. I make it sound like it's easy, right? Increase, decrease, or keep the same, but we know that a lot more debate, invigorating conversations, research, analytics, data and the likes, and forecasting actually go into the decision and the outcome that comes from the MPC. Give us an overview and some insight as to what key contributors the MPC takes into account before making a call on interest rates.
Oh, indeed. So in the run-up to the actual decision-making meeting, they get input from many of the other departments within the Reserve Bank, including the research department, the modeling department. And some of the variables that they look at would be global growth dynamics and how these have played out, particularly those countries that we trade goods and services with. They also look at our own growth dynamics in the domestic economy. Mm-hmm. And I think what will play out here is the better than expected second quarter growth number, the looting and the rioting that took place in July, the whole rebasing exercise that we saw on the GDP numbers. Then they also look at the inflation front. Again, where are the inflationary pressures emanating from? Things like administered prices, which are your usual culprits of water tariffs, electricity tariffs, what's happening to wage inflation, what is happening to food inflation. We know that oil prices had surprised to the upside this year. What does that do to the overall consumer price basket? So there are a number of factors that they have to consider before actually making that, you know, decision on whether to hold, increase, or cut rates.
And you mentioned very valid themes. It's a number of elements to consider, but all of these have been moving in varying directions, right? I can imagine for yourself as an economist where we had positive GDP figures. However, you take into consideration the unemployment rate, where the currency crosses are at the moment, how inflation has been performing, and that then adds in some confusion too. Help us unpack where we are, I guess, in terms of South Africa's economic performance and how some of the current economic data correlates with this messaging.
Well, because I think the one way to look at this is in terms of what the Reserve Bank told us their own assumptions are on growth and inflation, and how we think these have changed since their last attempt at forecasting these numbers. So the last time they assumed that the growth in the economy would be around 4.2% for this year. We actually think that growth is probably closer to 5% for the year as a whole. And even though we did have the rioting and the looting that took place in July, the first half of the year had such a massive upside surprise that we can still get much softer growth in the second half of the year and still end up with a GDP number that's close to 5%. On the inflation front, we think that they are roughly in the ballpark with where the market consensus is right now. Not a lot has been shifting on the overall basket for inflation, but as you rightly say, a lot of the subcomponents have been moving around. So we know that the fuel prices have been shifting around. The exchange rate has been moving around. Mm-hmm. But if you take all of these things together and plug it into the consumer basket, there are some offsetting factors. So as a result, we don't think there's going to be massive changes on the inflation front, but we do think we'll see some upside to the growth numbers that the Reserve Bank are likely to publish on Thursday.
Oh, that sounds like good news, but I guess the issue of contention here is that good growth doesn't always translate to better livelihoods for South Africans in terms of their pockets or their earning potential, right?
Exactly. And unfortunately, at the moment, you know, we've seen activity rebounding quite strongly in terms of economic activity coming back. But we haven't seen a one-for-one increase in terms of the jobs outlook. Mm. So in many sectors of the economy, like mining, manufacturing, some of the semi-skilled jobs, these are lacking in our economy. And South Africa's inability to reskill and upskill workers does mean that we are going to sit with a very elevated rate of unemployment for some time to come. And as you rightly say, this does negatively affect the livelihood livelihoods of many South Africans, and this just exacerbates the inequality we as South Africans are currently facing.
Sanisha, I guess let's touch on your expectations. I can imagine together with the team at Momentum Investments, you've done some research, some modeling, and are keen to share your thoughts as to how the MPC might position itself this time around. What are your expectations?
Well, this time around, we're not too different from the consensus. There were 20 analysts that were surveyed in the Reuters Economometer for September. Mm-hmm. All 20 are suggesting that interest rates remain on hold at the Thursday meeting. We are very much in line with this view. Now, if we look at the emerging market composite, there are some emerging markets out there that have been forced to hike interest rates because they are sitting with a tremendous inflation problem. So just to point out one, for example, Turkey has an inflation rate of 19% at the moment.
Sure.
So luckily in South Africa, where we sit, a very big portion of our inflation basket is services related, whereas in emerging market services make up a much smaller component. And what we've seen in services, and this has been a consequence of the pandemic, is that services inflation has come down quite sharply. If you think about rental prices, many people are not able to push through the rental increases that they would have ordinarily were the pandemic, you know, not have taken place. And as a result of that, this has helped to maintain an anchor on inflation in South Africa. And as a result, we don't have as much of an inflation problem as some other markets, as I mentioned, Turkey, but Brazil, Mexico, a number of other emerging markets are facing that kind of conundrum. In South Africa, because we have quite a benign inflation outlook, we do believe that the Reserve Bank can sit this round out before considering the next interest rate hiking cycle.
Awesome. Well, we certainly hope so. And I guess that's twofold, right? The benefit for those who might find themselves in debt versus the benefit for those who have high savings. Pros and cons. Remind us of those gently.
As you say, so, you know, with the savings rate being very low in South Africa, we do obviously want to encourage savings, but in a very low interest rate environment, those savings are actually deployed into consumption in the economy. So unfortunately, you know, it is a bit of a double-edged sword in that respect. Where it does help is for those consumers who are quite heavily indebted, where the interest rate is, you know, linked to the product in which they are invested in. In that case, where interest rates come down and they pay less on their debt, that helps to free up some money in their pocket to spend on other goods and services in the economy. But as you rightly say, it is a bit of a double-edged sword, and you can't get the benefits of both, unfortunately, at the same time.
Very true. We'll leave it there for today, Sanisha, but really appreciate the feedback you've given us, and of course, a clearer understanding of the MPC's mandate and just exactly where consensus lies about this week's interest rate decision. Thank you so much for your time, Sanisha. Much appreciated. That's Sanisha Pakrisamy, economist at Momentum Investments.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.